Security, Interior and National Government Administration Cabinet Secretary Kithure Kindiki has stressed security apparatus will not relent in the ongoing fight against illicit brews. Speaking in Transnzoia on Monday after meeting the county security team, Professor Kindiki said the government has laid down mechanisms to ensure that illicit brews get off the market, warning all those who may be out to sabotage the efforts. Saying that the fight has so far yielded commendable results, Kindiki praised security teams for taking the bull by the horns. "I stand here to testify the good work our security teams are doing, all geared towards implementing government directives and policies, among them eradication of illicit brews," he said, reiterating that a move to transfer security officers who have overstayed in one station for more than 3 years across the count is still on. Kindiki pointed out this will re-energize the fight against illicit brews and enhance overall service delivery. He pointed out that illicit brews are a threat to national security, urging politicians to stay off the matter to allow the government to execute its mandate. Meanwhile, the CS urged politicians to stop using divisive utterances and warned that security agents have been put on alert to arrest instigators of violence irrespective of whether they are pro or anti-government. "Let those who are financing goons to cause mayhem and disrupt other people's functions be informed that they will be dealt with squarely irrespective of the political divide," he said. On government efforts to reclaim Kitale prison land, which has landed in the hands of grabbers, Kindiki said it's just a matter of time before the said piece of land is repossessed for government use. "We are not going to entertain this behavior of individuals playing around with public property by use of monkey tricks. I have instructed the security personnel to ensure the presidential directive which calls for repossession of grabbed public land is enforced to the end. There's no compromise over that," he warned.